Chicken Talk, Part 2, In the Beginning. To find out where chickens come from, we must also deal with the origin of the egg. But to truly confront the egg and all its mystery is a journey into deep and uncertain waters. Hi, this is Murray Leghorn, and welcome to Chicken Talk, a production of Chicken Internet Radio. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? And who hasn't heard this schoolyard attempt to illustrate the concept of circular causality? Unfortunately, it's a dime store paradox, easily unraveled when we remember that eggs as a reproductive strategy preceded chickens by millions of years. We shouldn't take eggs for granted, though, since they represent the mysterious origin of life itself, not to mention the inexplicable intricacies of sexual reproduction. Are eggs simply calcified vessels to assist amniotic reproduction, or do they have a deeper significance? In many early cultures, the universe is said to have hatched from a cosmic egg. Today, we phrase the same story a little differently. Our new metaphorical egg is the singular superatom that contained the entire known universe just before the Big Bang detonates. Yeah, but chicken eggs aren't cosmic eggs, are they? The thing is, and it's not just chickens, eggs are funny things. When a hen is born, she already has all the eggs she will ever lay inside her. But the thing is, each of those eggs is a potential hen, presumably with her innate clutch of eggs too, each of which is another potential hen with her eggs, and so on and so forth, like one of those endless stair systems from an Escher drawing. I told you, eggs are a serious business. External egg laying is still used in the reptile and avian families. It's their direct link back to the grand old days of the age of the dinosaurs. As a reproductive strategy, it is both ancient and successful. People have noted the similarities between birds and reptiles since before Darwin published his treatise on evolution. But since then, the connection has deepened. The idea that birds are living dinosaurs has tremendous popular appeal. That makes chickens the closest you'll ever get to owning a backyard flock of velociraptors, and a great deal more manageable, too. There are several books out that tell how to construct a Tyrannosaurus rex from chicken bones. Why chickens? That's easy. Chickens are the closest living relative that T-Rex has left. Evidence today indicates birds evolved as a separate species from predatory chicken-sized dinosaurs during the Mesozoic epoch, perhaps some 130 million years ago. These may have resembled the dreaded compies of Jurassic Park fame. By the Cretaceous period, birds and dinosaurs were both flourishing. The direct chicken, duck, and goose ancestor, Vegenaea, was an aquatic, heavy-bodied bird that looked virtually like the modern duck of today. Vegen lived 65 million years ago. Vegen was clever or adaptable enough to survive the massive die-offs of the KT extinctions, which are said to have ended the era of the dinosaurs. Popular theory blames a comet collision and explosion, but having observed modern poultry in action, it is equally likely that they fouled the dinosaurs' water supplies consistently enough to ultimately undermine their survival capabilities, especially if a comet crash added to the everyday stress. By the time the dust had settled, the day of the dinosaurs was over and modern birds were firmly established, flying, running, swimming, and diving, just as they have always done. Only in their scaly four-toed feet can you see the living sign of their ancient roots. The neonath foot, three toes in front and one in back, that we see on chickens and all perching birds is a direct link back to the days when giant dragonflies and big lizards frolicked among horsetail ferns the size of trees. All in all, chickens have been pretty successful time travelers and globetrotters too, as we shall see next time. Not bad for what many people consider to be a brainless bundle of McNuggets. But their best trick of all is the way they seem to stimulate the metaphysician in us, prodding us to think in ever deeper levels about life, matter, and action. This is something that we would like to think is a unique human attribute, But it's entirely possible that we are either flattering or deluding ourselves in a fit of vanity. There's one other famous question associated with chickens, a question about the mysteries of action and motivation. Why did the chicken cross the road? Why should it matter? Note that it's the chicken, not a chicken. A crucial distinction. The chicken is specific. It's about individual action and motivation. And looking at individual motivation ultimately leads us to an investigation into the question of free will. Whew! What is it about these birds? This is a good place to stop. Thinking about what we think about what we think is kind of like the ever-receding barbershop mirror effect. It's impressive, but it's also not really going anywhere. The chickens? They still cross roads, something they continue to do despite all the hazards. It's in their nature. And because it's in ours, we wonder why. Thanks for dropping by. This is Murray Leghorn with Chicken Talk.